sa pagkakahayag ng mga karapatan ng pagbibigay ng pangalan para sa ikaapat na Victoria Bitter One Day International, mayroon na ngayong mahigit 20 pag-sponsor sa cricket sa Australia na may kaugnayan sa mga produktong alkohol ayon sa paniliksik na ginawa ng Essential Media. Sinabi ng Royal Australian College of Physicians, ito ay isa pang halimbawa ng malapit na ugnayan ng larong cricket at alkohol o inuming alak na nagaganap sa bansa. Ang South Australia ang pinakalumalabag na mayroong 5 alcohol sponsorship. Sinabi ng tagpagsayta ng nabanggit na koleyo, Dr. Sarah Dalton, ito ay nakakabahala tungkol sa pagtaas ng mga sakit na kaugnay ng alkohol o alak sa mas nakababatang mga tao. Naniniwala siya na panahon na na matigil ang ugnayan sa pagitan ng alkohol at ng palakasan o sport.
So I think that there is a message to young people that drinking alcohol and playing sport go together. But it shouldn't be that way. Sport should be about health and keeping healthy and fit and well.
Tinatayang ang mga bata na nasa gulang mababa ng 18 ay naka-expose o nakalantad sa nasa 50 milyong ads o pag-anunsyo para sa alkohol bawat taon. Sinabi ng RACP, ang pinakamataas na edad para sa pagsisimula ng mga sakit na kaugnay ng pag-inom ng alak o alkohol ay nasa 18 taong gulang lamang. Sinabi ni Dr. Dalton, ang larong cricket ay masyadong umaasa sa mga sponsor na may kaugnayan sa alkohol o alak.
I understand it's a really complex problem, and we're not about saying no one should drink alcohol and no one should play cricket. It's more about saying there needs to be a balance, and clearly there needs to be funding, and we want to sustain the sport, but there are better ways of doing it than simply relying on alcohol advertising.
Samantala, sinabi ng dating Australian cricketer Matthew Hayden, ang paglaganap ng mga advertisement ng alcohol sa cricket ay dahil sa pinansyal na pangangailangan ng naturang laro. Bagaman, sumasang-ayon siya na ang epekto ng mga pag-anunsyong ito sa mga kabataan ay maaaring walang katapusan.
It is a tough question. I mean, I think the game, you have to remember, is a not-for-profit game. You know, so at the end of the day, the more revenue that the game creates, the more cricket bats and balls that are in people's hands. The game does have a responsibility, like alcohol businesses, like marketers. I mean, I think it's around about 80% of marketing dollars, you know, advertising dollars go into, you know, beverage businesses in sport. And it's also proven that the more exposure that you have to that advertising at a younger age, the more likely you are that you're going to drink as a juvenile. But where does it stop? You know, where does the political side of life stop?
Isa pang dating cricketer, sinabi ni David Boone, kinikilala niya na nagkaroon ng pagbabago sa lipunan mula nang siya ay maglaro.
You shouldn't believe everything you read or hear. But yeah, times have changed, and you know, I'm not here to say that we didn't enjoy a beer at the end of a day's play. I think sometimes some of those stories have been exaggerated a lot. But we were quite serious about our cricket, but there was a different style of social life surrounding that. So, things changed.
Pinintasan din ng RACP ang sinasabi nito na kapabayaan ng Australian Communication and Media Authority sa naturang paksa. Sinabi nito ang loophole o kalabuan na pumapayag sa pag-broadcast ng mga anunsyo o ads para sa mga alak o alkohol bago mag-ikawalo at kalahati ng gabi tuwing weekend at public holiday ay kailangang matigil. Sinabi ni Dr. Sarah Dalton, sawa na siya na makita ang mga pinsalang dulot ng alkohol o alak.
It makes no sense to me that I can be at home on a Saturday and see an alcohol advertisement and then go into my evening shift in the emergency department that night and see young people who've been damaged by alcohol. It's our responsibility as doctors to step up and stop this happening.
Hinikayat ni Dr. Dalton ang parehong Cricket Australia at ACMA na tignan ang patakaran ng RACP tungkol sa alkohol na nananawagan para sa pambansa, komprehensibo at mga estratehiyang nakabase sa katibayan upang labanan ang pinsala ng alak.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.